The Boulder bubble has become real, and it's stopping people from getting into Boulder, and now no one knows what to do.
That's the most plausible explanation. The Boulder bubble has become the Boulder has solidified. Sphere of wall, they, or last, sphere of energy.
Seems like you need new jeans.
I do, but I can't. I hate shopping for jeans. Mm, me too. And I actually, these are kind of baggy, so they're actually pretty comfy.
That's like jean, actually.
What? They're like Dickies work pants, so they're actually pretty comfy. Morning, everybody.
We're rolling.
Do you remember what it was like to be rolling?
I remember what it was like to have phlegm in my throat.
Do you remember what it's like to have a hot water? Because I don't. I had to shower at the gym. Before we drive away, my water heater's broken.
Why don't you fix it?
I haven't had time to fix it. I need to not come into work. So here's a gift for you, Kyle. I wanted to give it to you on air or in car.
I am recording, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's just gonna sound great.
Is this for me?
Yeah, you can have that.
I'm the horse's ass.
You're the horse's ass. You're not the only one. I bought a couple. But, okay. You are the horse's ass, sir. I got Kyle a horse's ass award.
I'm not sure what this is for, but I'd like to thank, Cthulhu. No, not Cthulhu. Fuck that guy. Probably Azathoth, and
Azathoth, yeah.
The people who helped me get to this point.
You're welcome.
Nobody.
Because you did it yourself.
Yes. What is this for?
Absolutely nothing.
You just decided to get me a trophy that cost at least $3.
Yeah.
Probably more like $20.
Like I said, I have a small satchel of them. I'm going to hand them out.
So did you build this then yourself?
No, I just bought the whole thing. The whole thing comes, that's an option, and then I got the plaque made and everything on there. That's the same place I got the plaques from.
But like,
they sell that exact.
Let's hear the story behind what the fuck inspired this shit.
You can buy anything on the internet, and there's no thing that stops you from being drunk when you do it.
Do you want to see this horse's ass trophy I just earned, or are you busy playing Angela? Okay.
Amy's busy playing Angela.
Amy plays these games from time to time, like Diner Dash games.
Oh, give her that money. This way she money.
When she's playing them, it is not a good thing to... Because they're very, like, time sensitive and everything's very specific, so...
Yeah, that's fair.
Amy probably won't be on this podcast.
That's okay. Kate does the same thing, only she completely shuts down. You can't actually get into... You could, like, throw rocks at her face. She won't even notice.
I mean, she might. The rock's big.
Not if she's reading a good book.
I was gonna start today. I'm Kyle, everybody. I'm sorry. This is Sid Sock.
And I'm Kendrick. And that guy.
Okay.
Is having a bad day. Or that's an empty car with nobody in it.
Oh, and this guy. Wow.
All right, everybody. It's an exciting driving time, and I still don't have my windscreen. I'm gonna get a new windshield, and then I'm gonna put my dash cam back up.
Oh, cool.
So.
I don't know if we've talked about this before on the podcast much, but.
Mo Money, Mo Problems?
Africa by Toto is just good. No matter, like, it's almost
a lot.
Impossible to drag me away from you. But to, like, have a cover of Toto that's just not good.
It's funny because the song
I'm sorry,
no
the cover
sense.
Of Africa by Toto.
Well, actually, you could cover Rosanna or Hold the
but
Line.
But the one I hear everybody cover all the time, and the reason that I wanted is to kind of mention this, and we could talk about it for as long as you desire, is
forever.
I saw Weezer covered it at some point, and I didn't know if it was new or old, but it just was like, man, every time I look left or right, there's another person who's covered
Toto. Wasn't that a troll
Toto.
Thing with Weezer?
I don't know.
So I thought I heard someone was asking him to play a different song by Toto. Like, that was like something they've been asking for a long time. They're like, play whatever, and then he ended up like, oh, I'm going to play the song everyone asked for, and then he played Africa.
Sweet.
So
well,
Africa's
there's, like, that cover, right? There's the Danny's Ninja Sex Party cover. Mm-hmm. There's the Toto Real version, which is pretty fun.
Yep.
There's, like, everybody who's...
Did Puddles do one?
I don't know. I'm not... How was that concert, by the
way? Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was it at?
It was at the Paramount.
Oh, okay.
And he brought a bunch of people up on stage here and there, and one of them actually had a guy sing karaoke.
Kakakoki?
Yeah.
To what?
To All By Myself. He just had him sing All By Myself karaoke in front of everybody.
Jesus Christ.
And then went on with it. I mean,
would you have gone up there and sang karaoke?
I probably would have. I'm all. You didn't get a choice because he didn't talk to you. You just kind of like grabbed people out of the audience.
No, that's fine.
Doing
like
stuff. One guy ate cupcakes.
If he would have asked me to go up there, I would have been like, hard no, hard pass.
Well, then yeah, you wouldn't have sat in the front three rows then.
Yeah, probably not. Well, I wouldn't have known, I guess.
But. Well, no, those were more expensive tickets, so those only. Okay. I think it was kind of self-selecting.
They're like, if you like,
you're willing to spend twice or three times as much.
Warning, beware. So Puddles did do a cover of Toto or
Afro? I don't remember, but I don't think he did one last night, but he did a whole bunch of kind of fun stuff, and then like little goofy stuff.
But there's like metal covers, there's like jazz covers.
It's a pretty solid pop song.
Yeah,
the lyrics don't make any goddamn sense if you actually stop and read them.
But like, the video is kind of cool.
It is a lot of sweaty white dudes.
Yeah, and they're in what I assume is a library. Maybe even in Africa.
Who even knows?
I don't.
Toto.
So, Amy took me to get Beep Bop Boop from Daiji. And it's not called Beep Bop Boop, but that's what I'm calling it. Because
Bop.
Yeah, that's why I said Beep Bop Boop.
Yeah.
And it is the fucking greatest meal I've ever eaten.
Oh, yeah,
eaten
yeah. So you've actually gone and done the thing now.
But not like, I still don't like any of the sides because I think they're disgusting. Majority of them are disgusting.
That's fair.
And to me.
They may grow on you, they may not.
Some, there's like okay ones. I really think what it is I don't like kimchi. Like,
yeah, if you really, really dislike kimchi, you're going to have a rough time.
So here, let me rephrase this a different way. I'm okay with kimchi. I just don't like the things they put kimchi on.
So did you try the kimchi pancakes?
Yes, and I actually didn't hate those. And those are the ones I ate.
Those are a nice intro to kimchi.
Yeah, and then I tried the kimchi, like cabbage. Basically, they're like cold.
Just straight up kimchi.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. It was the cabbage that was kind of weird. Like, I don't know. It was everything's fermented, and I'm like, why do we have to ferment everything?
Well, so kimchi is fermented cabbage.
Sure, but kimchi that's not right though, because there's kimchi on other stuff.
Then they put kimchi in every damn thing.
I thought kimchi was the red sauce.
Well, that's like, the cabbage.
Okay.
The kimchi is the fermented cabbage that you can then use as a sauce.
So they ferment cabbage to put it on other cabbage.
I mean, I suppose I guess you could. I haven't seen that.
That's what they were like. Well, because I just got confused because I was like, my kimchi must be the sauce because it's on a fucking everything. And then there was one kimchi thing that was like kimchi zucchini and kimchi like human fingernails and kimchi.
They get way into kimchi.
Like whatever. And then I was just like,
it's like their barbecue sauce kind of.
But they already had barbecue sauces that weren't kimchi. Okay, I love those.
Sorry.
Sweet soy sauces and stuff.
Talk to Joe quick about it.
But, dude, Bibimbap.
Bibimbap is good shit.
We got the don't skimp or whatever. Do the hot stone bowl, because you get these like you can like fry. You can basically like crunch up your rice and it's delicious.
Bibimbap is a fantastic thing.
The other thing I remember I realized was that a lot of the meats they don't season. They just kind of cook, like, as far as I heard the waitress saying, is, like, a lot of the, like, the meats that you grill aren't, you like, season yourself afterwards, and you eat the sides with them. So, like, if you're just going there for meat and you hate the sides, you'll probably not like it if you just don't like just regular meat and you don't want to put any sauce or anything on it.
Unless you get, beef meats.
Bulgogi?
Bulgogi, yeah. Bulgogi means beef meats.
The bulgogi I had really wasn't that seasoned, though.
Really? Like,
I think it was bulgogi, because I got beef in my bimbap-boop.
No, you'd know if it was bulgogi, because bulgogi is very, very seasoned.
Oh, okay.
Very spiced.
Maybe I just got regular beef.
Very flavorful. Yeah, so when you do the crazy fat white American buffet of death, you can get, like, just as much
bulgogi
as you want.
Isn't it, like, is that not what they eat in Korea?
I think it is, but we probably eat about twice as much. So... that's that like fat white American. I have no problem with it because I'm a free American. But yeah, no, I love that. Love that place. Did you finish what you want to talk about with Africa, by the way?
Oh, I mean, it was a sit sock, man.
I know. I'd like that. That song has important meaning.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get back to it. Sorry, we drove a bike.
No, that's
and I
want to
talk about the Bip and Bop.
Bip and Bop.
Beep Bop Boop.
Beep Bop Boop. I'm going to start calling it Beep Bop Boop.
Beep Bop Boop, you're fired.
So we always play that song in our family as like a joke.
And then like you guys send covers to each other like all the time.
Yeah, and
right?
Then we'll just send like key words from the lyrics at each other just to try and trigger it, like what I did just to you a minute ago. I'm just like, it's gonna take a lot. And you're like, fuck you. Like, god damn it.
Damn.
And then actually someone just found a, Kate just found a cover where it was a Gaelic, Irish Gaelic choir singing it in Gaelic.
How, whoa.
It works very well.
I don't understand, like, how, I like, I don't know. It sounds like it could be interesting to listen to.
Yeah, right.
Super trailer.
Yep. And then this pickup truck that's just gonna, like, tailgate this trailer so that there's no way that I can get in. But that's fine. You have a pick-em-up truck.
Pick them up in the truck and then take them to the...
I'm gonna go ahead and drive around you so you can go back to tailgating that guy. Probably a worker.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
So that's the thing. Like, there's all those covers, and we keep finding them. My favorite, aside from the Gaelic, was not my favorite. My previous favorite was the one done with printers and floppy disks.
Oh, like the Star Wars floppy disk cover that was like the Imperial March with, like,
yes,
sweet. So I'm really nervous about your cracked windshield, mostly because there is a weak point. If something were to hit that little X, I imagine that it would just, like, you know, implode on itself. And,
it ain't gonna implode. Those cracks are only on the outer layer.
Yeah, sure, whatever. But, like, I mean, if that, like, something hits that just right,
then the outer layer will break.
It's gonna go. What if it was, like, a big rock?
Well, if it was a big rock, it'd break anyway.
No, it's gotta hit that one point. I'm just saying, you've set yourself up for failure here.
I know, it's been away for a long time.
Can't you just, like, get him to come to the office?
I can, I just have to call in advance and make sure it's a time that I'm going to be in the office. And, like,
today?
Well, no, I need to give him, it's a few days.
Oh, is it?
You usually have to plan ahead by a couple of days. And I have to go through my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do that, which...
Yeah. You know, like, your insurance?
Well, no, I just have to remember where the web portal is, and I just haven't had the time to do it, so...
You have, like, what kind of insurance do you have?
State Farm.
Mm, okay.
So, I... Also, it's not impeding my visibility, so it's not pressing.
Scent socks. Send us your pictures of your broken worst windshield cracks. So, apparently, this is going to be, like, 7 years in the future, but Garion is going to have commented on every scent sock, but Garion's doing a deep dive, is what I've was told.
He's doing it. I'm always nervous that it's not recording now.
Nothing we say matters, so.
And nothing else matters.
But, like, the only person who's ever done a deep dive besides Garion is Kevin, right?
Who else?
I guess I shouldn't belittle if your mom still listens, because she's not doing a deep dive. She's just been listening. Brandon?
Yeah.
Has done a deep dive?
Well, I think he said he was gonna. I mean, he's in the middle of it. He hasn't talked to me. Maybe that's why. Hi, Garion. Kevin and Brandon are fans.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you're still sane after this, then good on you. Good on you.
I think Kevin actually made it through the rant.
You can make it through the rant. It's just, why would you want to? Like, what is the motivational reason that you'd want to stick with it that long?
French fries. Which we have not followed through on any of our French
fries. Nobody's, like, gotten pegged us down.
Garion commented on one of the
episodes.
Sure,
but, like, you gotta be active. You gotta be like, hey, let's go get some French fries, man. And we'll be like, cool, let's buy you some French fries. We can write it off as a tax thing. That's not true. This isn't a company. You can't do that. I mean, you might be able to do it. I don't just fill your heart.
So, what you could do if you wanted to write it off is you could use that to reduce the taxable income you're getting from this business. So, yeah. How much is your taxable income from this
business? Zero.
So, not gonna get a lot out of that.
Yeah. It's not a business either, so...
Well, if you had, like, any, you fucked. Because I was looking into doing that for some of my stuff, and I'm like, yeah, cool. When I buy a new computer, I can write that off. I'm like, of my business income.
And, like, if
which
you can't,
is $700 over the last 5 years.
Right. Yeah, if you can't, like, make enough to write off enough to, like, afford the computer, it's not really, like, worth it.
Well, and all it does is lower your taxable income.
But if your income's zero, then it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, taxes. Can't live without them.
They will find you.
The IRS. Have you ever heard of a movie called 8 Pounds by, I don't know who it's by. I don't know. It's a Will Smith movie about a dude who has cancer. Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
I
saw it like 10 years
recently,
ago.
Recently, Amy and I have started to go to the gym. And
oh, nice.
After work 3 days a week.
Good.
And we're doing stuff. Like, We chose Choose Fitness.
Oh, and they had the movies.
Yeah, and so, like, you get to watch, like, half an hour to an hour of a movie when we were working out. And I watched about an hour of...
I know somebody who Star Wars was on, and she spent a full 2.5 hours at the gym.
I would do that.
And she just stayed at the gym for the rest of Star Wars.
Yeah, because there's, like, you can go into the, like, theater, right? And it's got all these cardio things. And
that's cool.
Then you can work out in, like, the main pit with the machines, and it has, like, there's, like, a bigger kind of TV out there that has, like... like, you can watch the movie. It just doesn't have sound. You might be able to hook in sound. I don't really know. But
well, that's neat.
It's just kind of previewing what the movie was. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They have, like, massage chairs and everything. And if you pay, like, the $20 price, you can get, like, massages. And you can use the tanning beds. And you can use all the sauna and shit.
And they're giving Planet Fitness a run for their money.
Does Planet Fitness have massage chairs? Mm-hmm. Nice.
They have massage beds and chairs. And then they have...
Albeit a greater experience than I've ever had at 24 Hour Fitness. Except for... I think 24 Hour Fitness had a squash room, and I really want to play squash again.
You played squash?
Yeah.
I played squash.
Really? We should go play some squash, because I've really wanted to play.
Played in
it doesn't matter.
10 years.
You just hit the ball around, and it's like a room, Tetris room.
Yeah.
Or it's like a
breakout.
Fucking, no. Pong room. Like, you just hit the ball, and, like, you're, like, hitting the ball harder every time, and then you hit somebody,
so
and then the game stops.
Gary and I used to play squash. To warm up for our class.
Maybe I'm not thinking... I'm thinking racquetball. I'm
Same
sorry.
Thing.
Okay, cool.
I mean,
squash is in a smaller room. Racquetball.
They're, like, slightly different rackets and slightly different balls.
I'm talking about specifically racquetball, though, but carry on.
So we played squash, which has a softer ball and a bigger racket in a smaller room.
Okay.
For whatever the fuck reason. Like, I don't know why we need two. Sets of two-player, single-wall, small-room racket
There's
ball
some difference,
because
you can't... You can play... Can you play squash with four people?
Whoa.
Might want to hop off. Well,
no, there's. I don't think it's gonna get me anything.
Yeah, we'll take. Look at this fucking dread.
Everybody else is hopping off though.
So they're still moving. Yeah, carry your fully armed. This is gonna be a 30 minute extra podcast today.
Yeah. So
squash.
So we played. I think
where
we,
at?
Yeah, we played up in Evergreen. Mm-hmm. So we played squash to warm up for our class and. We would play assault squash, where the goal is trying to hit the other guy with the ball. So your angles are much more complicated.
Yeah, right.
Because you're trying to smack them.
I can't find a place to play it though.
Well,
like,
yeah,
down here.
That was probably 12 years ago.
Like there was a club in Parker. Are you when you used to work out down in Parker? And they had a.
That guy's got his
two squash rooms or two
his tactical
rooms.
Tactical sunglasses on to protect him from, you know, when he wrecks his motorcycle.
If he already doesn't care that much, I'm not sure why he's not just driving on the side of the lane or weaving in and out of cars. I mean, he could look a lot cooler, is all I'm saying.
Obviously, he doesn't care about his life.
He doesn't care about his health, his safety, or how cool he looks. What an idiot!
What the fuck?
But yeah. So if you want to play racquetball with me, let me know
so
if you find a racquetball
what's
court.
What's run for you?
What's what?
What are they charging you? Your gym?
Like it's like it's like the 23 or 24 or something like that dollar price a month price. And so
pretty cool.
I don't know. We went for the upper one so we could like get the full like almost
hand jobs?
Full experience without having to like because the only thing you get after that is like you pay an extra like $10 to $15 more and you get like their version of a personal trainer, which is, like, you go into a room with, like, 6 or 7 or 8 other people, and you're doing these kind of, like, guided exercises with, like, a lot of, like, fitness tracking stuff and blah, blah, blah. But we didn't really want to do that, so we decided to just not do that.
Your dumbass jumped into the stupid express lane. Stay in a stupid express lane, piece of human garbage.
Piece of human... Are they crossing double ways?
Yeah, they're just... This guy here is just... He's just pooping along, and he's just cutting in front of everybody.
He's doing what I told you to do.
Yeah, he is.
You could have looked like that. You could have been that asshole.
I could have been that asshole, but I'm okay with
you
it.
You could have been that. Horse's ass.
The horse's ass award.
Whoa. Could you guys hear that on the podcast? Some dude felt it necessary.
Like, comment, and subscribe if you can hear that on the podcast. Let's
see what time we're at. 18 minutes, dude.
Yeah,
how long have our podcasts been going lately?
There's a huge distinction between when we drive home and when we drive up.
Really?
Because we drive up, they're like 25 to 28. And then driving home, they're like 30.
Okay, okay. Interesting.
Like, never below 28. So, like, there's kind of a bit of a jump.
You can tell.
Yeah. Plus, My speech is much more slurred in the morning, I think, than in the afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I just, like, haven't woken up yet.
Mm. I'm trying to think about all the stuff that happened. So, how was...
Well, it's been, like, a very long time since we've recorded.
Yeah, we did this thing where, like, we recorded, like, twice every Friday for, like, 7 Fridays in a row. And when you're only releasing once a week, that's, like, 3 months of podcasts that you did. And, like, you know...
I mean, we're all over the place right now, but I think... How was London?
Have we not talked about that yet?
I don't think you talked about London yet.
London was pretty cool once you get there. Like, there's a bunch of stuff to do, and, like, it's the fucking most intensely packed city I've ever seen in my life. There's, like... famous stuff, if you're into that whole historical shtick. There's, like, really good theater that we went to go see Wicked. There's pretty delicious food everywhere, you know? Cool train system. It's like Chicago. Reminds me of Chicago a lot. A really well-run train system is something to marvel at. And that was probably, like, my favorite part of that whole thing, was that they have this very, very efficient and easy-to-use underground transportation system. It was great. That was highlight so cool. No, not the highlight. But it's so cool to go to a city that's not spread out over, like, fucking 120 miles. And, like, Colorado's like if you're not in the, like, right spots, you get screwed in Colorado, because you could be stuck somewhere and miss out on a bunch of things.
In traffic for a long time?
Well, that's a whole different thing, but yeah, seriously, we need to figure this shit out with traffic in Colorado. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Self-driving cars.
Yeah, man, that'd be so great.
Buses are not cutting it, I can tell you that much.
I don't know why you would want to... Why you would... Unless you were, like, racing or doing something that required you to actually have a skill to drive, why you would want to drive.
I mean, yeah, driving for fun, like racing, definitely makes sense.
Or maybe, like, taking a really, really nice car out on a drive... Like a convertible or something. But that's really not what we're... Like, what people are trying to solve with self-driving cars. It's, like, the commute. The getting to and from work every day.
And I guarantee this holdup, this slowdown, is because somebody put their car in another car.
Or there's, like, a dead little fox baby on the road. And no, everyone, it just, we nope, just obliterated that's it. A little
it's
big
100%.
Thing.
It's 100% just somebody put their car in another car.
What if it was... an oil spill from, like, a big truck or something.
Then it wouldn't be moving at all. It would all be going off the road.
That's true.
Because that happened on I-70 a couple months ago.
That's a good point. What if it is, like, a UFO crash?
Then we would see a lot more all-black SUVs screaming by on the shoulder.
What if it's, like, a promotional thing for Jurassic World and it's, like, they, like, release a dinosaur on the highway?
Where did they get the dinosaur? Could be
that. Oh, I don't know. I mean, they're dinosaur. They figured out how they got it.
Could be that.
Oh, I assume that they probably Amazon. Just cloned it. Or that's even better. Amazon drone delivery of dinosaurs. What if somebody created a gigantic, like, put it in water and watch it grow thing, and then put it on the highway, and since it rained last night, this is just the problem that's happening now?
Also possible.
Okay.
I feel like we wouldn't be having this sporadic movement, though.
That's true. Maybe people can slide underneath it, but only in one lane.
Only when it flops to and fro, so they're like, yeah. go!
Now, somebody's stuck under there again.
Still kind of putting your car under the car, I think.
What if all of the zoo animals in Colorado have risen up, and this is where they decided to stay to their claim?
That doesn't seem likely. You can never get pumas to agree with giraffes.
That's a good point. It's pretty religious racist, but that's true. Who would win in a fight between a taco and a giant grilled cheese sandwich?
What size taco?
Is it prison rules or street rules? Prison rules, taco wins, because he's got a shank.
What's that from?
It's from Hot Rod.
Oh, right, yeah. God, I've watched that movie once. Really wasted.
We watched it, like, as I'm sure I've told you a million times in college while we were playing World of Warcraft, so it would just be on the background while we would grind and grind. And so...
It's going to take a lot.
Dude, so Amy and I have been watching all of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and if you haven't committed to watching that show... you should really do it, because it is probably one of the best television shows that has come out of Fox in a long time. And of course, if Fox cancels it, and then you know, that any other sane network, aka NBC, picks it up, because they're not dumb and they understand, like, that they have something on their hands that could, like, last forever, right?
I'm surprised that Netflix didn't snap it up.
Yeah, as other, I was kind of, I was like waiting, because you could see, like, Fox cancels a show, which means never that it's good, and then any other companies, like, they're all just, like, kind of waiting, I imagine, for, like, the first bid to go through, so they can, like, figure out what the actual price was, but I think it had, I'm hoping, in my mind of minds, and my heart of hearts, that the fact that, because Saturday Night Live is part of NBC, right? Like, that's all part of, like, the Lorne Michaels, like,
conglomerate
fame, And so I'm hoping that they just kind of returned home. You know, like, everybody on that show is people that have been on, like, NBC or like, affiliated channels before. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of nice that, like, they just picked them up, you know? Is you just getting angry? Is the rest of this podcast going to be you getting angry at traffic?
It's just these assholes that are, like...
It's extenuating circumstances, man. There's traffic.
Fuck you.
And people...
And then like, that guy's
you're not helping the problem because you're not letting him in.
And he has a turn signal on. This guy was letting him in, and the dipshit didn't go. So, like, now you're a dipshit three times over.
A triple shit. A trip shit.
Trip shit. Hashtag.
Trip shit. I love your version of the hashtag is, like, it looks like two slimy tentacles going over here. So you're like...
Making hashtags.
I know what you're doing. Okay, you're doing it really fast. You're doing it way too fast. It's just happening too fast. Oh, God. Kendrick's stuck in a hashtag. He's broken all four of the fingers used to hashtag.
All of them. Oh, no.
He's got to use the other ones.
This doesn't work nearly as well.
But yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, great show.
I'm finally catching up on season two of Community, so I'm a little bit behind in the wall.
Community is good, too. It's one of those shows that it runs so long, every time I try to restart it to get to the parts that I, like, really wanted to get to, I never get to it because it's such a, like, long-running show.
Oh, yeah, so I've been watching it on airplanes lately.
That's a good way to do it.
It's fantastic for that. Because it's very fast-paced, and it's very engaging. So, like, 2 or 3 hour flight's gone.
Yeah.
And you watch, like, 8 or 10 episodes, and it's gone. And I lost track of numbers. But, yeah, it just absorbs you. Even if your flight's landing and you think you're going to die.
Did you think you were going to die?
No, but they did the aborted landing thing because of the shear winds last time. So that's where, like, they come in and they're all like, and you're like, oh, that's how.
Is it sheer wind, like a wind that has, like, it's like full of knives?
Yeah.
And so you're like trying to cut you real bad.
Yeah. So you have to, like, fly out of there. I mean, you're in an airplane. So you can't
land with scissors flying through the air.
No, it's fucking dangerous.
You could damage the engines.
So it's a very normal procedure. It happens a lot, especially at altitude, mm-hmm. but it's still terrifying every time it happens.
I can't see it now because my seatbelt locked the last time I tried
spazzed
to
out.
It. No, I looked at the...
Spazzed out. Spazzed out.
How is Best Buy still a thing?
Cables and washing machines.
But that's not really, like... I guess you can't buy washing machines from Amazon yet. Easily.
No, I think they've spread themselves out with a combination of tech support, installation, appliances, stereo systems. They diversified a little bit.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And they do... I could build a computer. I could go to Best Buy and build a computer. I wouldn't necessarily want to have that computer, but I could build one.
Why wouldn't you... I don't understand.
Their selections aren't really great, but they do have power supplies and cases and motherboards and everything. They just have, like, three.
Or do they, like, triple the price of, like, any other where else you go?
I might say triple, but probably about 10 to 15% more.
Well, easily triple. Okay, so, like...
So it's one of those things where, like, you want to have to get off your butt... Put pants on, go around your butt, go over there, deal with
their unhelpful idiots. Put pants on or put pants around your butt, because those are very different things.
Both.
Okay.
First the one, then the other.
It's like you're wearing like the tied sweatshirt around your butt of pants. No one can really understand what's happening. I thought this traffic might have broke, like, on the other side of this hill.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly what I was banking on.
But it looks like there's some kind of, like... The Boulder bubble has become real, and it's stopping people from getting into Boulder, and no one knows what to do.
That's the most plausible explanation. The Boulder bubble has become the Boulder
has solidified. Sphere
of wall,
they,
sphere
last,
of energy.
The beginning of June, it was the date that they depict to, like, you know, solidify the Boulder bubble, therefore keeping everybody out.
We're finally going to keep our section of reality
and
separate.
It's just a great hot box. Like, you're never going to get a bigger hot box.
You can't actually see in. It looks like a big gray sphere.
You can already see it from peeking over the mountain. That's hilarious. I would, it's like the exact opposite of, like, the horror movie version of that. No, we chose this. Like, someone, that'd be freaking cool. So someone wakes up in Boulder and they didn't know they were there for that like event, right? And they didn't really care because they're Boulder. They didn't really care about who was staying in hotels at the time. And then it's like a big, it's a horror movie for that person, right? Then until they figure out that Boulder actually wanted this, and then they have to figure out a way to escape the Boulder bubble. But it's they're slowly getting high, more and more high over time because
it's just. Okay, I have a very specific question.
Yes.
Why does the Dental Implant Institute have a 12-seater van?
Maybe it's to like it's a student thing where they can shuttle students to and from wherever dental implants go. Like if they need to go to like a, like places to practice. I have no idea.
But
it doesn't really. It looks like you. It's like the van you'd get if you were trying to convince people that you had a dental institute, and you're like, but really, it's just like a terrible van that you never want to get into. Because the colors are kind of off.
That was weird. It's hurting my brain.
We could ask him, and we're going slow enough.
Hey, buddy, why do you have a van?
What does a dental institute do with the 12-person
van? Why do you need a van? Kidnapping? All right, thank you. Call the authorities.
Yeah. I'm going to roll this window up now for unrelated reasons.
Call 911.
For the love of God, please don't let this happen anymore.
He's kidnapping students with teeth.
Or the dental implants are real. They're not implants at all. They're just other people's teeth.
Oh, old school.
Yeah. He's like, it's a terrible tooth fairy thing. It's just comment on how angry other people are in other cars.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty angry, so.
Well, you're not in another car, so you don't count.
I am in another car, see? Look, I'm right over there.
Oh my God. It's there's me.
So, on Sunday, I was having lunch with the family because my brother was in town, and I saw what I thought was Garion's car because it had a couple of stickers in it.
Right.
But I was not really paying close attention. They were different stickers in the same exact spot. Uh-huh. Looked over, and then I saw Garion's actual car with the hood. And I'm like, Garion, do a lot of cars have that black painted hood section? He's like, no, I've never really seen it. It's like, because I'm seeing like two of them. And he's like, oh, yeah, I parked in two places. Not the way normally people do.
I manifested a second version of my car and parked in two very different places instead of just taking up one spot with my car, or two spots with one car. Yeah. It's like that superpower you're talking about on the way back from Snowmass.
What a ridiculous way to solve that problem.
Like, the superpower is you can summon a Jeep, but it's been driven
an angry
by,
Jeep driver, yeah.
By the person who's just really angry that you took them away from whatever.
Well, we continue with that forever because we talked about how, like, that guy had sold that Jeep years ago, and then he still gets manifested in it sometimes, and you're like, why is this happening?
I gotta drive back to my own home now.
I don't live here.
In Wyoming.
Oh, for a second, I didn't realize that guy was on the shoulder, and I just looked up, and I thought he was about to plow into the back of that truck. Like, whoom. Fucking A.
Did you... You saw Deadpool, right?
I did see Deadpool. Deadpool 2 spoilers, everybody. Deadpool 2 spoilers.
I wasn't going to talk about it. I was just asking.
I want to talk about it. Stop with fucking Deadpool, man.
Do you want to, like, put a review in the middle of another episode?
Yeah. We're going to be here for a while, everybody.
Yeah. Maybe this will be, like, a split one.
No.
How long is it?
How long is it? I can't see, dude.
You can see. My seatbelt's locked. I can't take my seatbelt off in the middle of driving. It's more safe to have the driver look down away
it's
from the road.
32 minutes. So do you want to, like, cut it and then make the next episode
a
short episode?
32 minute, or we can't do a 20 minute episode by the time it takes to get to the office, you think?
No. Do you just want to cut the episode now and call it good so we're not making too much ramble bullshit?
Sure.
All right, everybody. Sorry for the ramble-a-thon and the unnecessarily long morning episode.
Yeah, this is terrible. Whoever does this podcast should be
We'll cut some shit out. Don't worry about it.
No, we won't.
We'll cut it down from the 45 minutes to the 32
minutes.
It's
not going
to
happen.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Kyle press the button because I'm
go buy stuff.
Yeah, please, buy a shirt.
Thanks for other people who have bought stuff already.
We're going to have hats soon.
God damn.